Green's attorneys were in court Thursday to challenge the elections board's order that he give back $467,000 raised from political action committees not registered in Wisconsin. But the State Department of Justice argued that Green should actually have to return even more. Assistant Attorney General Christopher Blythe says the elections board went easy on Green, and that nearly all of the $1.3 million he transferred from his congressional account is illegal under state law.
They're asking this court to endorse this concept that there's this huge loophole you can drive a truck through, that you can create a federal campaign fund, raise as much money as you want, and then get around all the limits, all the strictures of the statute by just saying, well, I'm going to convert. It's not a donation. It's not a contribution. It's a conversion. I convert $10 billion, if I want, of money raised from wherever and with no respect to any state limits whatsoever.
But Green attorney Daniel Kelly says it's unfair to punish Green over a law the Elections Board and the Department of Justice interpret differently.
It is unconstitutional, and it's beneath the dignity of the people of Wisconsin. This court should not countenance the Election Board and the DOJ's attempt to hijack $500,000 of Mark Green's free speech.
Kelly said the board's decision to punish Green also went against the precedent it set just 4 years ago when it allowed Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett to transfer campaign funds from his old congressional account. This was likely only the first court battle between the two sides. The judge in the case acknowledged several times that whatever ruling he makes will likely be appealed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.